Welcome back to another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Encova Insurance, where we sit down each week to speak with the Ohio State Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director to talk about the current state of OSU athletics. Today, we have another one of our Q&AD segments where we ask Gene listener-submitted questions. Before we get things started here, Gene, how are we doing today?
Doing great, Ben. Thank you again for doing this.
Absolutely. Happy to be here. Our first question for you, Gene, is from Peter in Glenview, Illinois. Peter wants to know, with the transfer portal now, how do coaches and the department try to ensure they're keeping the talented athletes that they recruited to come here?
Yeah, it's a constant challenge. Keep in mind that many of our sports student athletes could transfer and be immediately eligible at different places. Most people don't know that, soccer and others. With the new advent of the transfer portal for, say, football, men's basketball, women's basketball, it's become challenging because we have windows. And the advent of NIL has really contributed to some of the tampering that exists around the transfer opportunities. But the most important thing is recruiting young people who want to be at Ohio State. The character and the values are so important. And then making sure that we stay true to our word relative to what we said we would do when they came here. And we're doing that with our student athletes. And then making sure that, if it's an NIL issue, they have good NIL opportunities here. They're taking advantage of our programming and developing their opportunities in that space. So it's a number of things, but most importantly, making sure we do what we should do in order to make sure a student athlete is very comfortable here and feels like this is the place for them to be.
Our next question is from Mike up in your old stomping ground in Cleveland. He wants to know, with all the players about to get drafted in the NFL, NBA, WNBA, how do we keep alumni engaged? And he wants to know if all the former players end up coming back to Ohio State.
Yeah, a lot of student athletes come back, and many of them actually come back here and live in Columbus after their playing careers. It's amazing how many have come back, but they all come back and many work out in the summertime from a football perspective. Some of them come back for pro day. Then they stay here for a couple of weeks. I saw Draymond Jones was here and there's so many of them come back for a while. And, our services here and our facilities here compared to many pro teams are probably better. So a lot of them come back because they have relationships with our trainers, our strength coaches, and of course our coaches, and they spend a lot of time here. Basketball, a lot of our former players come back and play in the summertime in our gym, which was one of the reasons years ago we added the gym to our facilities because we had so many foreign student athletes, players playing overseas. And now they come back and play with our current players. So it's a lot come back.
Bill in Westerville wants to know if you could describe the perfect fit for the open Big Ten commissioner seat, what would that look like?
Oh, wow. The person has to be have the highest of integrity and great character. They have to be an excellent communicator, have to have vision, and they have to obviously understand the student athlete experience on the ground floor and appreciate that. But really someone that has the ability to work with so many different people. This is a representative form of governance that this person serves in. They report to 16 presidents. When USC and UCLA come in, those people are her or his bosses, but they have to work with athletic directors and senior women administrators and faculty reps and coaches. So they have to work with so many different personalities. And so that person has to be able to have great interpersonal skills. And then they have to work with people at the NCAA and state and federal legislators and things of that nature. So they have to hover above the water, so to speak. But at the end of the day, the ability to communicate is critical. Listen is critical. So hopefully we can find somebody with those basic requisite skills.
Our last question is from Gary in Round Rock, Texas. He says, Gene, you always seem so optimistic with college athletics as we know it, feeling like it is changing. Where do you find optimism when you look into the future?
Well, that's probably because I've been at it a long time. You know, change is inevitable in all of our lives in different ways. And so, I don't know, I learned years ago, you have to embrace change. You have to deal with it, accept it. And you know, if you can't change it, then, you know, how do you deal with it in a positive way? And life's too short, for me at least, to be a negative human being or to focus on negatives. And I know that every day I need to, you know, even though there's days when, you know, you wake up and you don't really, you're not in the mood to go to work. So you got to figure out your trigger to get you, you know, upbeat. And I listen to my music on the way to work and it changes my attitude. And so, I don't know, I just think it's being positive is the right way in life. And it's certainly better than being negative every day. There's certain things you just can't change. So embrace them and go with it. And I've seen a lot over the years. And so I think at the end of the day, I just want to be positive.
Absolutely. It's a great lesson to end things on today. And that'll do it for another Q&A segment here on the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Incova Insurance. Thank you to everyone who submitted a question. If you would like to submit a question for Gene to answer, you can visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com. We really appreciate everyone who has listened and subscribed thus far. Be sure to leave a review wherever you find your podcasts. Until next time, for Gene Smith and everyone here at Ohio State Athletics, I'm Ben Waite. Be well and go Bucks.
Go Bucks.